everyone, welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's up?
Go Blue.
That's not even relevant.
That it was like a banjo that broke a string.
Bang, bang, bang. I gotta work tonight.
Whatever.
Whatever.
You're no fun.
Oh, damn.
We want fun Tom back.
You're fucking embarrassing.
Just as
this
bad.
Is not new.
Just as bad as Easton Stick on Sunday.
That is not new. Is it?
No, but this is
Think
bad.
About how we met.
No, but this is bad embarrassing.
Just as bad as Tyreek Hill's house fire.
Left Eye Come Back
Left
to Life?
Left Eye Come Back to Life?
You guys.
We base our memes cross paths in cyberspace.
I saw that and I was like, oh shit, she's back.
And then I sent him the gif. They passed in cyberspace. Andre Ryzen started twitching.
We should probably
he felt a disturbance in the force. We need to erase this one. Let's start
over. Oh boy.
We're rolling with the punches
here.
Yeah,
how many times he and I have done that over the years? We send each other the same text.
Fuck, we're gay.
It's like, shit. Did we just do that? Yes. Shit.
Damn it.
Yeah, we've done that before. But anyways.
Yeah.
Hey.
How was that game Sunday?
I enjoyed getting to spend the day with my mom, which was nice. But
you got to go to the game.
Yes.
Well, now he's got to go to every game.
Yeah.
I got to go to the playoff game, I told her.
Mm. How many layers did you have to put on?
It wasn't that bad. I stayed pretty warm.
Well, you're pissed off, so.
Well, I.
Yeah.
The only time I get really pissed off is MBS. Yeah, but
you got that angry warmth in you.
Yes, I do. That helps. That's an internal furnace.
The internal furnace.
I still have my stadium jacket from when I had my season tickets.
He just fucking hulks out.
My hate keeps me warm.
I'm always angry.
Yeah.
Tom, smash.
Yeah.
No, it was... fuck MVS.
I don't understand why you're mad at MVS.
Fuck that guy. That was a touchdown he dropped. Then he has the nerve to make motions with his hands.
That's
like,
the
I needed the ball out here.
That's the one I don't like.
Fuck you. That's his Elvis Gerback moment of, I can't throw it and catch it. Fuck you. You suck. Catch something, then complain.
You know what, though? At the end of the day, I don't know who I'm more mad at. Him or Patrick that keeps throwing it to him. Ugh. Dude, just stop throwing it to him.
They need to stop putting him out
just
there.
Just tell Andy, I'm not doing it.
I want wide receiver.
I know.
I want.
Eventually, you do have to throw to somebody.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I'd rather
Bryce is down there somewhere. Just throw it to him.
I'd rather have Mecole Hardman out there than MVS now.
Agreed.
Not
no,
debating.
But that's me saying that.
I agree.
But anyways, but no, and my takeaways from the game: great second half, great halftime defensive adjustments. Because the first half we were getting pressure, but we weren't containing, and we weren't covering anybody coming out of the backfield. It was almost like they threw in a wrinkle that Spags didn't expect. We adjusted at halftime, shut them out in the second half. So I'll give them credit there.
That's what I saw. It was like, they're going to figure this out. Because, yeah, you may have got away with it in the first half, but this isn't going to continue.
No, and it didn't,
then we stopped it a couple times, and then they couldn't do anything else.
Right, and then once we got them to a point where they had to throw, he was a sitting duck.
Yeah.
And Snead was lights out.
Oh, and then is Chase just a punk-ass bitch?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. His bitch colors were showing. He won't fight me. Yeah, because you're trying to get our best secondary player kicked out of the game. And he was too smart for it. Fuck you. So,
are all three of you guys on whatever, Twitter, X, whatever it's called?
I am.
I deleted my account.
Did you get the stat that I'm going to give it to you guys?
But
so
sure.
I don't
have
this.
X anymore.
I don't know. Depends on what you're about to say.
Since 1991.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give this part away yet. if the following happened, team loses the turnover differential, team scores one or zero touchdowns, team converts 25% or worse on third downs, and opponents convert 50% or better on third down, what has been the NFL record?
There's no more than two wins of teams doing
five that. Wins.
Well, yeah, probably 5-6 wins. Maybe.
Since 1991.
Because that's a lot of games.
NFL teams are 1-214.
And that
one happens.
That one
would be the Chiefs. Happened.
And that one happens Sunday.
That one win has happened Sunday. Congratulations.
Maybe your history, your history viewing of
maybe the luck's turning.
1-214.
Wow.
I just figured those Steelers teams.
Well,
in the 90s.
And not even just that, but you'll get some game between the Jets and Browns in 1999 that no one cares. Yeah. You know.
I'm just saying that Pittsburgh defense back in the day that didn't really win the turnover battle because Big Ben would just throw interceptions like no other's business. I just figured, and they didn't score a lot of points either at that time too.
Wow,
so
that is crazy.
I just figured they'd sneak out a couple.
Yeah. 3 of 12 on third. That's the thing. Being at the game, you don't hear all the stats and stuff unless you're looking them up. You don't have the announcers pissing you off and prodding you listen to that shit.
There was a lot of that.
So, but, and then what my, well, the biggest play of the game was a rookie improvising his route. Because Rice improvised that route, which is just...
Yeah, he saw he had inside leverage, so went deep.
The corner had inside leverage. The one safety was in the middle of the field. He's like, ooh, I got this. And I just, for a rookie to do that, and then Pat to see it there too, because those sideline throws, Pat may be better than anybody else at those, you know, kind of like we were seeing from Penix. He just put that right on the money, and then, yeah, that was beautiful. So, I enjoyed that.
Well, and this was, I've been apathetic about him for months. Bengals are still a really good football team. Browning is not a scrub.
No.
And on the offensive side of the ball in particular, that is still an incredibly talented roster.
Yep.
So you don't apologize for winning this game.
No,
ugly.
You do not.
There have been other games that they've won this year they should apologize for, and many more they lost that they should apologize for. But they were just in a tough game with a good team on Sunday.
And they won it, was nice to see.
It'd be one of those if they didn't have it bothers me they weren't able to get in the end zone. That sucks a little bit. But
the red zone, yes, the red zone performance was concerning.
The defense is really what you need to step up in the playoffs. You've got to have a defense that can get stops, and our defense can get stops.
Right. Well, and it doesn't hurt. We have, I think, the best kicker in the league right now.
Yeah, he should have. He's better. At the moment, he's better than Tucker.
Yeah.
I get why Tucker gets all the accolades, and as long as Baltimore's winning, especially, he's going to, but I'd take Butker now over.
Yeah, for this season, I'm taking him. Holy shit, the Chiefs are underdogs this weekend.
Well, because they've already released who's not playing.
Yeah, I know. Rice isn't playing. Snead's not playing. Pat's not playing.
See, and I really think that's not a good idea with Rice.
I would want Rice playing.
Well, they're saying he hadn't practiced all week. They are saying hamstring.
As opposed to...
Is it one of those things, if we needed this game to make the playoffs... Is Rice playing? Probably.
Okay.
That's my take on it. Snead was a game time decision last week. So this is our bye week.
And you know, in the last segment we talked.
No,
about,
I agree. But
in the last segment, you and I talked about a pretty nice interaction between J.J. McCarthy and a player in Alabama that Scott poo pooed on.
Oh,
but this
Roger did too. So fuck off.
This game had a nice one. I like seeing Spags and Snead.
Yeah,
because I think Spags, you know, they one of those adjustments was they just put Snead on Jamar Chase. Yes,
and that is something else I did notice watching the game there.
They weren't covering a side. He just said, you're going to – I need I don't know this to be certain, but when you saw the reaction at the end of the game, and as much as Snead was on him, I think Spags just said, I need you to cover Jamar Chase. The only way we're going to win today is if you cover Jamar Chase. We can do everything else we need to do. I need you to cover Jamar Chase. And then they had a really nice
interaction at the end of the game. I know you especially, Tom, probably just want to choke somebody out with it, but I love the shit talk with these games.
I'm okay with it.
Jamar Chase was just.
Yeah. I'm totally okay. I'm not impressed
with any of these D-backs. It ain't
like they got Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. No.
And I was like, it's not a good idea.
No, but.
But thank God for the fans and stuff out there on both sides.
No, I'm all for it.
Yeah. And what's cool is there's definitely a rivalry between the Bengals. And you saw the other side of it, too, where you had Chiefs players going up to Burrow.
After the game,
who's not even playing, but they respect Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I'm okay with it. Now, Jamar Chase needs to get better at it because he was still doubling down on it when the game was over after he was made a non-factor, but I'm still okay with it. I like it.
But
I like it.
I did notice they're watching the game because it was pretty much after that long bomb pass interference that Williams got that actually saved points.
Oh, it was a smart penalty.
Because if he doesn't, if he doesn't interfere with them, that's a touchdown. Yeah. And they got no points out of that drive. That was that one spot. But I noticed after that
play,
Williams was not on number one.
Spags knew.
And which, it honestly, it's kind of good to see Spags be flexible.
Well, you called it. They weren't expecting Browning to be as willing to run as he was.
Yeah.
But they accounted for that in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, well, shit, this is what he's going to do. Fuck, we can't let him keep doing this. So they had to change what they were doing.
Well, and for probably about, what is this, maybe the fifth straight week? It feels like Spags' defense is like, I don't know what to do in the first quarter.
Yeah, and then figures it
and
out.
And then they get it all figured out, and it's...
Yes. No, that's... 100%.
They're trying not to give up the knockout blow, you know? And then they figure out a way.
It's like the first couple rounds of a heavyweight fight.
Yeah,
they've taken some shots, but then they figure out the other team's strategy. And
the one thing that you did see at the end of that game, that if there's anything to be positive about going to the playoffs, the combination of pass rush and secondary is the best thing that this team has going for them, because you're not going to have long. They're going to get home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if you do throw it, they actually have guys out there that can go get it. And I still, this is just my personality thing with football, and I've seen it so bad the other way. I like how aggressive Spags is. I mean, Justin Reed was at the line of scrimmage at the end of that game. They weren't playing this bend don't break.
Oh no,
bullshit!
It was attack.
I'm trying to remember if that was the end of the towards the end of the game. They did. Attack.
Reed got back-to-back sacks.
And then they didn't.
Because...
And they got that fourth and 18.
Yes. That was the one.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Because we all watched that, and it was like they backed off and played it safe. And then what I like is after that, Spags was like, oh, no, fuck that.
Yeah, okay. Fuck that. We're going fuck back. That. Yeah.
And then I think we sacked him four straight plays.
Yeah, it was
straight plays. And then the one pass he got off.
Yeah,
on fourth and 27.
Yeah, because you're like, oh my god, if we've sacked him this many times,
just keep going.
Fourth and 18, it's over. Game's over.
Yeah,
and he gets the first down. I was like,
really?
should have been in the stadium when they got that. It got quiet because the stadium was honestly pretty electric. And then it's been going around on TikTok and stuff of Willie Gay telling the cameraman to send up for the one song. It's like, we need the song after next stop. And they did that song, and it was fun to watch. Because, you know, Chris Jones started dancing out there during the timeout, and then everybody on the sideline was. I was like, it was It was cool. It was very lucky. And then they convert that 4th and 18, and it's like, motherfucker.
You well, dumbasses. And, get your head out your ass.
And here's the thing. And we have to, unfortunately, we have to throw the next game out the window because of what it was. But this is the game that if we've been talking about this for weeks. You think the Miami Dolphins want to play us?
No. No. You think the Dolphins do? You think the Bills do? Steelers, Browns.
No, there's no team that does.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those that...
If the Ravens were going to have to play next week. Or
well, yeah, so I was...
Yeah, next week.
Listening to...
No.
I was listening to the sports talk on the way here. And Petro was talking to Kevin Harlan. And they did an over-under on Chiefs playoffs of division round. So, under would be losing the wild card game. Push if you lose the division. Over is AFC championship game. And he was like, so you have to bet everything you have on this. And Harlan said, over. He said, so you're saying it's more likely that the Chiefs make the AFC championship game.
Than lose.
Than lose the wild card game. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck. He might be right. Nobody wants to see us. Could you imagine? Imagine you're the Ravens. This is your freaking year, finally, and they're playing damn good football.
They are.
They look legit. And they get AFC Championship. They get to host it, and Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce come walking
and
in.
And Chris Jones.
And that's why I've told you guys.
Nick Bolton. And yes, and you're right, Scott.
Instead of putting,
he doesn't even know what to say.
No, instead
yeah,
of putting,
he wasn't Pat, expecting that.
Instead of putting Pat Mahomes in that, put Tom Brady in there.
Yeah, because that's how everybody felt when.
Now,
God damn it!
Honestly, will it surprise me if they lose the wild card game? No. Would it surprise me if they make the AFC Championship game? No. It's just one of those things. They could go. It could go either way. And if they get any rhythm on offense...
It could, but the one thing I think we can all agree on is that every other team in the playoffs was like anyone but the Chiefs.
And another thing, the Chiefs are very, very quickly becoming one of the most hated teams out there.
Oh, yeah.
So...
If they're not already.
It's fun.
No, it's there.
Yeah, it's bad. We're not... Yeah, they're the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
They became the Patriots much quicker than the Patriots.
They are, and you guys
because say, everybody's yeah. pissed because we thought, hey, we're done with the Patriots,
and here, now they're in red now. Yeah,
yeah, no, and like I texted everybody after that game, I'm still not confident that they're gonna, you know, make a run.
Oh,
but
it's got real problems.
I am. Oh, good God.
Scott's got 99 problems and a bitch is all of them.
Oh, shit. But anyways, as I was saying, I'm glad they kept the division streak alive. I think that matters.
Well,
keep the playoff streak alive. Keep the division streak alive. I just didn't want to see... Fucking Denver, Vegas.
Back their way in.
Win it. Yeah. I just didn't. I'd Look, much rather.
And I know we're probably getting ready to segue to the rest of the league, so this is a good segue to it. Is Andy Reid not one of the greatest ever for so many reasons? But
yeah.
when they won that title and they won the 8th in a row, they suddenly have got the 16 division titles. It took all 8 of those to get them to the top of the pack.
Yeah,
in AFC, and what's funny because what's funny about that is it shows really how average the Chiefs had been prior to his arrival.
Yeah,
because the Chiefs have almost always been a playoff team in my lifetime, but you forget most of those were wild cards.
Yep,
they weren't winning divisions. It was very rare that they were winning divisions.
Oh, and that's
it was like. What did they say? It was like once out of like 6 years or
yeah, they'd win the
7 years.
But it was the Raiders and the Broncos that owned the division.
And it was. Hey, we're trying to record a professional podcast here.
God damn it!
Flirt on your own time.
It wasn't that. She was fucking drunk and out with some friends of hers from Buffalo, and she already knows. That I do think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year. And so
you'd realize there's a very real chance they don't even make the playoffs.
Okay, they can either not make the playoffs or win the Super Bowl.
Have we moved on from the Chiefs?
Yeah,
talk?
Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
Sure.
I just think it's fucking hilarious.
It is.
They're either going to be a second seed
or not make
sixth
the playoffs.
Or seventh or not at all.
I was going to say that there is some in between there.
Yeah, they'll know.
But the extreme is two
or out.
And what I love, and here's where NFL has done something right, and that is not determining the times for the last week until the week before.
Yes.
Because so now
they have to get the script written. They have to get the script
written.
It's
to get the script correct. But I like it because they're playing last, so they're going to know what they need to do.
And the Chiefs probably are not going to have a clue until that game's over.
On who we're playing, well may not. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably not.
No, because it'll be between.
It's possible, but I don't know if it's.
It's going to be between like three different teams.
Yeah.
By the time
it depends on not just one, but it's like which one of those combinations of teams wins and loses.
Well, did the Texans win or did Jacksonville win or did? You know,
which, by the way, you and I, Roger, let's quit talking shit on the. Steelers, because we called it about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's like, yeah, I think now it is over. Is it?
Mason Rudolph, and Joe Flacco.
Well, yeah, and you weren't here last week. I said last week that Tomlin is Schottenheimer, who had one lucky offseason or postseason. He's only got one ring. Otherwise, he is Marty Schottenheimer. He is basically Marty.
Yep. But
I know.
Well, he's not completely. Well, let's see.
You're struggling,
Marty, with just overall, no matter what team
with the Chiefs.
Okay,
with the Chiefs. And the Browns.
Okay,
Browns, Chiefs, Marty. Not after he left us and went to Washington.
Yeah,
right.
No, yeah. Because I was trying to think, did he ever have a losing season with the Chiefs?
Marty?
He tied once.
We had an 8-8 season.
There was an 8-8.
Because that's with Tom. Tomlin's never had a losing
season. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think there's some similarities, though.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm not. You're right.
Well, and they also play a very similar brand of football. Defense first, run the ball, quarterback, don't screw up. That's pretty much what he does.
The only thing is for me, okay, you're right. But if they don't make the playoffs this year, is his time kind of still coming to an end, though? Because he hasn't really shown much improvement at a few key positions.
But let me ask you something.
No.
We're going to go Petro. Who would you replace him with?
Ben Johnson.
You're that sure he would be better than Mike Tomlin?
Of developing the key positions, yes.
Okay.
Oh, Marty's first season in Kansas City actually had a losing record of 8-7-1.
Oh, I forgot.
Wait, no, that's winning. We had a tie.
Yeah, he tied Cleveland.
Sorry, I got dyslexic. I'm dyslexic, okay? Back off.
You have sex daily?
Scott had this look in his face of disdain of like, how did you come to that when they
8-7-1, yeah. No.
Do you know they tied for that one game?
When they Cleveland?
Cleveland,
yeah.
10-10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then his last season in Kansas City was actually a losing record at 7-9.
Okay.
In 98.
But I think that's my problem with Tomlin, though, is
okay.
The most important position is the quarterback, and you've done everything to fuck it up.
Okay.
When other teams are lucking their way into getting
I'm going to say he's not.
As abysmal as the Chargers are, they have their quarterback.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and I'm going to say he's not done. And Mason Rudolph is your starting quarterback next year.
Wow. Hey, it worked for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, but Joe was good before.
Was he? Like 8 years ago?
Huh. And the past 3 weeks?
When was Mason ever good?
Oklahoma State.
He still wasn't good then. He didn't start.
Past 2 weeks?
and to find
again. Her. Let me say it again.
Before I mean, he's the only reason why they have salvaged the season.
Myles Garrett hitting him in the head finally knocks some sense in how to play quarterback.
Don't
twist my words.
Yeah, no, don't. Don't make me pick a fight here. I just... He is clearly the better quarterback than Pickett.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I think that's the core they're going to try to work with next year.
My problem with that is we've seen that 2 years now of Mason Rudolph, and all his claim to fame is getting hit in the head with a helmet.
We have seen it 2 years.
Anybody see the video of when somebody's helmet accidentally came off? And he picks it up, and everybody is hits for no, give me that, and he's just laughing. And I was like, okay, that was funny, but
that 2 years
that incident happened
because I thought Pickett pretty much was the starter of the whole lot last year.
Mason or 2 years ago, I'm sorry, was the starter 4 years ago.
Yeah,
now, so yeah. And he started for 2 years in Pittsburgh.
Yes, he did,
and. Abysmal. And
Pickett started the last year and change.
They benched Mason because of it during his 2 years.
Then they put Mason in, and he has basically saved their season.
I'm just saying, we've already seen this story.
I get it.
Mike Tomlin is not getting fired.
No.
The Steelers don't do that.
I'm not saying
no.
The Steelers don't do that.
I'm not saying he's getting fired, but...
They've only had three coaches since... I've been.
Yeah, they're not firing Mike Tomlin.
Damn, that's a long fucking time.
Yeah,
longer than that.
They're not firing. They're an anomaly. They're not firing Mike Tomlin for.
I understand
for being 500.
Being 500 is going to get old after a while for Pittsburgh.
The only thing that could happen is if they let him resign, and I don't think they're there yet. But he's not getting fired.
I agree with you. 500 is going to be. We're done with this horse shit. But if it's 500 and the playoffs?
But this will be the second year they didn't make the playoffs.
They could.
They could still make the playoffs, though.
I realize that, but I don't think they're going to. That's
sure.
In this podcast, that's what I'm saying is this will be now the second year they don't make it.
If they go 10-7, which they could, I think they're in. I don't think there's anybody that could...
They have to win.
So if they win, they're in.
No, if the Colts win, they're out.
If the Colts win, they're out.
Who do the Colts play?
Okay. Texans. Texans.
They could easily lose that game.
If the
Pittsburgh has to beat...
I thought Pittsburgh wins.
Baltimore. It has to beat Baltimore, who's resting everybody.
Yeah.
The Titans would have to beat the Jags.
Yes.
And the Colts
would have to lose
in order.
That's tall order for them for both those
games. And then they would also. And then if all that happens and Miami beats Buffalo, then we play Pittsburgh in the Wild.
Yes.
Game.
I'm on the assumption.
they're not going to the playoffs.
Okay.
There's too much. They need too much help. But he's still not getting fired.
I'm not saying that they won't make it. I'm just saying, I'm assuming.
No, they're not going to make it. They can't. Yeah, that's too much to have.
I actually just found a simpler explanation.
That's too much to have happen.
Playoff opponents for the Chiefs. But
if you needed to win a game and have one team lose.
That's like that 1 year under Herm.
Yeah, they
back in
the Colts.
And got our ass handed to us by the Colts.
But this is what I'm talking about, though, is, okay, they probably won't fire him this year. I'm totally fine with that. But.
Yeah, that's
when are they going to give up on this? Because he continues to have problems at the one position.
Look, I'm with you. And if you were probably talking any other organization, I would say it's more likely than not, but not the Steelers. There's nothing about their DNA that leads me to believe that while they are still winning football games and putting themselves in the position to be a playoff team, they are not. Well, they are not firing Mike Tomlin.
I get it, but... Yeah, Mason Rudolph.
I think they're favored
in
all the other options.
Running the helm.
No, find another quarterback. Then find another quarterback.
Here's the only.
He's not the GM.
Here's the only upside.
He does
to what Roger is saying. I do think they fired Bill Well, Bill Cowher retired.
He resigned.
He retired, or whatever. He was still winning. Yeah. So...
He retired. He'd been there for 20 years.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
He took over in like 94.
Sure.
I mean, you have to retire at some point.
Sure.
I'm with Scott.
And if he goes...
So it's not unprecedented.
No. And if he goes, that's the only way he's going, is he resigns and retires.
I understand
he's not
that, but...
He's not getting fired.
I'm just saying, from a Pittsburgh standpoint, you're going to get fed up with this of like,
well,
all right, dude, this is nice and good
but,
that you keep getting us
but
there.
Then what is your response?
You keep getting...
Okay, but hang on. But what's your response if you fire him and then you go 4-12 after you fire him for 2 years?
I don't know. It doesn't matter because there's two coaches that are brand new that are making the playoffs over him.
But but this goes back to
my
point.
So it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter because you fired a guy that had never had
a
losing season.
Time out, both of you. You're arguing about a team that we don't give two fucking shits about.
I'm with
so
Scott.
So why in the fuck are we saying, well, if you're going to fire him, who are you going to hire? I don't care.
I'll give him credit. At least he's got an answer.
I don't give a fuck if it's me.
You want the Steelers job?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're hired.
Fuck. You're hired.
I just want it for the money. I'm in it for the money.
Hey, I told you.
Okay, but this ain't going to happen. You can try to will it into existence.
No, it's not going
to
happen
Steelers
next year.
Steelers ain't firing nobody.
It's not going to happen next year. I think it's going to happen in a couple years. But they're going to get sick of this 500 bullshit. Because every team does. And Scott has been always about that, that they kind of, they get these owners get a little knack about going 500.
Very true.
Whatever reason it is, they do. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to get any easier for Tomlin either with how these playoffs are.
I mean, because if you're worried about Tomlin, let's talk about my team for just a second. Where the fuck are the Saints going to?
Well, the NFC is
totally
different
this,
monster.
All right. Let me break this down for you guys.
Oh, boy.
Because this will be fun. Tampa Bay plays Carolina this weekend. Hmm? Tampa Bay wins. They win the division. It's over. Done.
Yes.
No matter who wins or loses after that. New Orleans plays Atlanta. If New Orleans wins, they have to hope Tampa loses. And then they win the division. Tampa loses.
And Atlanta wins.
And Atlanta wins. Atlanta is not going to be going to the playoffs. Prediction. Atlanta's going to the playoffs.
Atlanta in the fucking playoffs.
Yep.
Oh, for love of God.
8-9.
That. So for every game like
that. Oh
so,
my God.
Because that is so fucking
that is
me.
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. And it's going to happen because that's so me. I'm going to sit there going... Fuck yeah, Tampa was losing to Carolina.
Yeah,
we've only won two games this year. And then
like 14-9.
Yeah. And then the Saints are like
12-2.
And then you guys can't fucking beat goddamn Atlanta at home.
I don't know why you wouldn't have confidence.
You have Derek Carr.
I'm moving away from the table after that because this table might go flying.
I don't know what your problem is.
I thought he was going to run roughshod over that division.
Did anybody watch that game Sunday?
Yeah, he looked like a Pro Bowler.
Where the fuck did that come from?
He had his one game?
He did. Yeah, he did. He yeah. really did. I mean, it was a pretty dominating performance.
Oh, it
both
was...
offensively and defensively.
It was two. It was
Tampa.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Yeah, the fuck.
Yeah,
that was his one. That was his week 16 against the Chiefs.
I didn't get to watch any games.
Raiders fans are well versed in what you're experiencing.
Yeah, when they beat the Chiefs every once in a while, and it's like, yeah, that's great. You beat the Chiefs once, and then you shit down your leg the rest of the season, buddy. Because that's about what he does.
Yep. Raiders fan. I'm fully invested in that thought process. That's why I'm calling.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Atlanta's going to the playoffs.
That would be the most NFC thing ever.
That would be the most NFC South chain of events in existence, yes.
Yep.
Because really, in the NFC, there's two playoff spots up for grabs, and that's it.
That and what's your...
The one between Green Bay and Seattle and Minnesota.
Well, okay. Green Bay and Seattle. Mm-hmm. Is that the only two?
In Minnesota.
Okay, Minnesota, sorry.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Well, would that be a 9-8 or an 8-9?
I'm not sure. It would be 8.
Best case scenario, 9-8.
Yeah.
For somebody.
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, 8-9. So there could be potentially 2 8-9 teams.
In the NFC.
So with that being said.
Let's not say that out loud.
Who's the stronger division?
What? I like you. I'm glad you said that.
The stronger conference?
What is?
I mean, I'm going to say the AFC.
Really?
Yeah. Because the record. Because there is no team.
San Francisco probably can't beat anybody there.
No, no, no.
Dallas?
No, no, no. 1 through 16.
No. I'm talking about what's with playoffs.
Oh.
Because we're going to still have 2 8-9 teams in the AFC, or NFC, potentially.
Yeah.
And then everybody will have a winning record.
In the AFC.
In the AFC. But I still would favor NFC over AFC.
You would?
Today, yes.
I mean,
as of right now,
Baltimore,
because I just, you know, our friend Judy from Buffalo. I do really think maybe Buffalo might win the Super Bowl this year.
Because Baltimore put the kibosh on San Francisco, and that wasn't.
But we're talking about.
Same.
Let's go this route. Can I say this, and we could maybe be in agreement? The only team that will not go to the Super Bowl this year is whoever wins the NFC South.
Sure.
I wonder if there's a betting line for NFC South champion to win the Super Bowl.
New Orleans is still like 7 or 8.
You're fucked up. <It's the team. laughs>
So you're saying there's
you're
a
saying
chance?
There's a chance.
I still think they're over Dallas. No, I'm kidding.
I would take
I'm
you guys.
I'm kidding, but
if
yeah.
the first round of the playoffs is you and the Cowboys, I'm picking the Saints.
Here's the problem with the NFC, though, is San Francisco. Okay, but there's times they don't show up to play.
There's an easy explanation of the Chiefs.
And
so
it's usually
this,
the big
this brings
games.
Me around to something that Matt and I talked about, and I hope you guys don't mind me.
Four different possibilities.
Yes.
Bringing this up. But are you guys okay with the format that we have in the NFL of everybody's equal?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. You know, if when free agency comes around, whoever it is, every team is able to get that guy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes becomes a free agent next year. 32 teams are still in the market to get him.
As long as they got the cap space.
Right. Or do you like baseball? Where it's like the haves and the have-nots.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not even close. Absolutely not. Not even fucking
but
close.
But I guess what I'm...
Where are you going with this?
Where I'm going with this
idea.
Is...
I know where he's going.
We are watching such mediocre football this year. That we don't have anybody that's like, okay, this is the clear cut.
Okay.
I guess so you could say Baltimore and San Francisco are maybe the clear-cut teams right now.
I would still rather have this than have the L.A. and the Yankees and the Royals. Yeah. Much, much, much rather have it.
I think I understand where you're going, but at the same time...
I'm not discounting your point. I'm just...
No, you can discount my point. I don't give a shit. I'd bring it up to see what you guys think of it.
So there's a couple things I got. Mm-hmm. Because Carrington brought this up about the Thursday night footballs and stuff of how the NFL is trying to repackage mediocre quarterbacks or low-level quarterbacks to trick you into thinking they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I really think the NFL is in a big transition with quarterbacks. And I feel like over the past, it's kind of like the defense. Teams were able to go over the top and really be successful at it. And now defenses are starting to adjust to it because guys are coming through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Through the lower ranks. Through the high school and college.
Sure.
I think quarterback's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I think this year it's going to really pit it to the test because of, look at all the quarterbacks we named in the last podcast that are coming out. And a lot of them have been accustomed to this new type of NFL and pro system. So, while I understand where you're going is that we're seeing a lot of mediocre football with a lot of mediocre quarterbacks and a lot of mediocre play, I don't think that's going to be true 2 years from now when you are going to have the cream of the crop come to the top.
Yes, but... And you're... And I'll go ahead and say that you're probably right.
Okay.
But what the NFL is really striving for is for not to happen.
Yes, I understand.
So they're trying to hurt
those.
They're trying to hurt the Chiefs.
Yes.
They're trying to hurt the Patriots. Yeah. They're trying to avoid the dynasty.
Yes.
And with that happening, you wind up with, like I just said, I know whatever team wins the NFC South is not going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Outside of that, don't tell me that they're not going to the Super Bowl, whoever you want to throw there.
Now, at the same time, though, in baseball, though, all you have is villains
and losers. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no middle class in Major League Baseball.
What is there in basketball? Villains and good guys.
Yeah.
Who are the good guys? Your Milwaukee Bucks. Your Philadelphia Sixers.
Good teams that...
Pistons?
They're tanking for Caitlin.
Hey, get that joke. Sorry.
Caitlin Clark.
She plays for Iowa. She hit the game winner. She's good.
She's a superstar. She's phenomenal. Okay. Superstar women's basketball.
She's probably the best women's basketball player we've had in probably 25 years.
Yeah, Rebecca Lobo, maybe.
Or Maya from UConn.
Yeah, it's been a while. She's good enough we just talked women's basketball for 30 seconds. Yeah.
So that's how good she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just put it this way. I could not beat her one-on-one on any day of the week.
Do what?
I couldn't beat her one-on-one.
Okay.
And she's probably 2 inches smaller than me. I don't think any of us could because she's that good.
No. She's also a Chiefs fan.
Yes, she is.
She is a Chiefs
fan. She's also a Chiefs fan. So add that to the celebrity distraction of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Insanely too much information about this subject. Go right ahead.
Oh, she'll be blowing your phone up, too.
The only reason I make the comparison of basketball is because your villains are Golden State, right, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your good guys are your Milwaukee, your Philadelphia's, your Dallas, things like that. But the thing is, they can actually win, unlike in baseball where...
You're not.
It's losers.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's winners and losers. That's it. Because the losers don't have a chance of winning. Where in basketball, they all have a chance of winning. And that's what the NFL wants, too.
The other thing...
And that's why basketball is structured so much like the NFL.
The other thing...
But does it water it down too much?
No, the fans love it.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think the fans like it. Because the fans... We talked about it a little bit last year. Those of us at this table agreed we did not want Lakers Celtics.
Yeah, I did not.
And I think the average NBA fan does not. Now, the networks may like it. But I don't think, I think the fan base as a whole does not. And I think that is one thing that, like, NFL fans do like, is that it's not always.
But if you've seen anything from the NFL, though, just because a team and good players are not in your big markets doesn't mean people won't watch.
Right.
Since the highest rated Super Bowl was Eagles Chiefs.
And that's been one of the biggest points of contention for me is I don't care who goes to the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be one of the most highly watched
events.
Oh, it was an interesting season. Oh, you know, yeah.
And every sport, hockey, basketball, baseball, you're going to have to be pretty specific on who goes to the championship game, we'll call it, for it to go, okay, there's going to be some good numbers on this.
Okay, I see where you're going. But I would contend that good players are still going to have fans watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I'm telling you right now, if the Philadelphia, if the 76ers make the NBA championship, people will watch for Joel Embiid. Because he is on path to be the greatest basketball player of all time in the NBA. You realize he scored more points than he's played minutes? And he will be the second person of all time to ever do that.
Not that he's biased at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm telling you, though, that's a stat.
I'm telling you.
I get it.
Who else has done it?
You will listen to every word I say because I have the computer.
Guy. It's Bill Russell. And who watched him? Everyone watched him.
Well, they only had like three channels. So
well, that's true. It's taped delay, but
and he was the only guy over 6'2" that played.
But I'm just saying, if the 76ers make the playoffs, people will watch because of him, because he's that good. Because he will put up 50 points a game.
Going back to your parody point, Kobe though, Bryant, the other thing that I find interesting about the NFL, though, is that we were trending to where everybody was building these crazy offenses. What I found interesting, and this really has held true with the Chiefs this year, the Raiders, when you looked at every draft the last 3 years, they drafted to outscore the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Chargers drafted to outscore the Chiefs. The Broncos drafted and traded to outscore the Chiefs. What did the Chiefs do? They put all their money on the defensive side of the ball. Uh-huh. And when you look at the teams, like, everybody talks about Lamar, and I take nothing away from Lamar this year. I really don't. He's played well. Ravens defense is fucking good.
Yeah.
And then you look at the Browns. The Browns should be dead and buried. Exactly. But the defense that they built is really good.
Through the Chiefs.
Yeah. The 49ers, we all sit here all day and we talk. The 49ers.
Who other than Thornhill?
Who's the other guy? There's another guy.
Saints got three.
The 49ers, we all sit here and talk about how crazy it is.
Two if now, I guess.
One guy is out of their offense, how different they look.
Yeah.
A defense always comes to play, and they're still in games they play like shit because the defense ain't going to give up any points. Philly has not looked like Philly this year because this time last year, Philly's defense was one of the best ones in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got exposed in the Super Bowl, but leading up to the Super Bowl, they had one of the best statistical defenses in the league. So I think that's part of it, too, is you're seeing this weird ebb and flow where it's like quarterbacks are fucking expensive. I can buy four defenders on the defensive side of the ball for what a Patrick Mahomes is going to cost me.
I guess for my negative side of the NFL, and I'm going to speak for you guys just for a second here, but you guys aren't that excited about the Chiefs this year. Even if they go to the Super Bowl.
But they've played like dick.
Right. I that's my point. You guys are like, I hope they go to the Super Bowl. I mean, mm-hmm. You're not rooting against them or nothing like that. But it's like,
Well,
what are we getting excited for right now? I mean, I know the playoffs are coming up, but what are we getting excited about?
Well, and yet
from a playoff standpoint, where it's like, well, oh goddamn!
Okay, I
cannot wait for that matchup, whatever it is.
Well, and I think those are out there. I think just we're in Kansas City, we got spoiled the last 5 years. We're taking for granted the fact that we're hosting a playoff game for the 8th straight year.
Yeah,
when we used to never get that. And we actually win playoff games now, yes. Which for the first 44 years of my life never happened.
Yeah.
So I think there is a lot of that because, like I was showing you earlier, the playoff scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of those games, that because the Chiefs have four possible opponents, and all the games that there's five different games that can influence that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the NFL wants. And that's what they've got. Week 18, and there are more games that matter than don't. That's yes. What they want. That's what they've got.
Even though they're...
Chris Williams.
Even though they're kind of mediocre
okay.
games, though.
Yeah, but they still matter, though.
They do.
Lonnie Phillips. Sorry. He went to KU, so fuck them.
Yeah, no. They. So, I mean, I understand your argument. But I think it's better for the brand that you've got more teams than not that are playing the last week of the season with a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then when you and then when you really get down into the weeds, it gets even cooler because you have a team like the Buffalo Bills where I agree with you. I think they could absolutely win the Super Bowl, but they gotta win Sunday or they may not even make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I guess maybe the biggest factor that I'm maybe looking at is the amount of games. You know, I think we can all survive the NFL when there's only, 18 games, 17 games?
17 game season. Yeah.
You know, and when you look at baseball and there's 162, God forbid if we had 12 teams that are scratching at 500.
Yes.
They're all in the playoffs or playoff contention.
Yep.
But Jesus Christ, who wants to watch 64 and 63 baseball?
Because we know what that looks like.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We're very
familiar. And I think that's another, it's a difference in the sports, though. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I know we try to do that as fans, but this is one of those times I think we get reminded there are sometimes you really can't compare. The sports are fundamentally different.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out whether no longer having dynasties, quote unquote, is good or bad for all sports.
I think it could be both.
And right now, I mean, despite the NFL's efforts, let's face it, the Chiefs are a dynasty.
By new standards, yes.
And it can't, you know, they might be one and done this year in the playoffs, but...
And I will tell you this much,
this is the 8th straight year they've been to the playoffs?
I think...
9th straight year? What is it, Tom?
Well, it's 8 straight...
Division titles.
Division titles.
It's 8 straight. So,
they've hosted 5 straight... They've hosted 5 straight AFC championships.
And then before that, they've been to what?
Yeah.
2 or 3 straight then? So, are we
every year since 14.
Like 11?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
However long has Andy's been here?
They didn't go the first year. I don't think they went the first year, 13.
Yeah.
They went every year since then.
Okay.
So 9 years.
Since 2014.
Even before Andy, we went the year before.
Yeah.
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 Well, not the year before.
The wheels fell off in that 1 year in between. But here's the crazy part, and this all goes to the conspiratorial talk that's always around the NFL. I think they'll tell you that they don't want it, but I think privately they would tell you they like having a villain because it's good for the sport. We've all heard the saying Stan Lee said in comic book movies, you're only as good as your villain. Villains is what makes a good story.
Go back to our youth and college days.
Yeah.
And WWE, you know.
Yep.
A good heel. Good heel.
And then my hatred for teams I don't like will drive me to fandom as much as
especially with the hate that runs through your veins.
As how much I like. I'll, You know what added to me the joy of the... This is how petty I am. The Alabama play at the end of the game. You know what added to the joy of that? Their offensive coordinator is on a hot seat for the play call. You know who the offensive coordinator was? Tommy Reese, who played quarterback at Notre Dame. I fucking hate him. So it adds... It added another wrinkle for me that it's Tommy Reese that was there. And he was the fucking starting quarterback for like 2 years, 10 years ago, and I still fucking hate him. And you saw it with this last week with the fucking the Bengals hate the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's crazy: they've actually had the better of the Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
except for when it mattered most.
Well,
once,
but yeah, they hate the Chiefs, and Burrow's sitting over there going, "I'm 3-1 against them," but we're fucking hated by them. So there's a balancing act to it. I think they won.
And Buffalo.
Oh, cannot stand our ass.
Can't stand us.
And they...
They beat us every year in the regular season.
In the regular season.
But we beat them when it matters.
Yeah.
All we got to say to Buffalo fans is 13.
Yeah. So it's
back all kinds of nightmares.
Yeah, it's complex and it all makes for good. Because I'm with you. I think if... This is the crazy part. I think if the Bills win and they get in the playoffs, I think they go to the Super Bowl. As good as the Ravens have looked all year.
They're hot.
Because they're hot. They peaked at the right time. I think Josh Allen is playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I think that they will...
Well, and it's obvious. The offensive coordinator...
The change, it helped.
Was the change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's crazy that's how the extreme is, though. Because they could easily not make the playoffs because... I almost have more faith in them going to the Super Bowl than I do. I think it's kind of a coin flip with the Dolphins.
With Dolphins, it's who's...
Whose team's going to show up?
Who's going to play?
Right. There's so many other things that, like, I'll probably, when we do the picks, I'll probably pick the Bills because I kind of would like to see what happens. But I'm not real strong on that one because I can easily see a scenario where they lose.
Yeah.
The Dolphins don't lose at home either.
No!
But they don't beat winning teams.
They beat one
But they
home.
Beat one. They got that off the...
They beat Dallas.
Yeah, at Dallas. Home. That's right. Yeah.
That's the one winning team they beat, and it was at home.
Yep.
So that's why now Vegas doesn't know what to do.
They don't know what to do with them!
Because
and that's my last thought. That's the other part, because Scott and I talked about this on the phone the other day, and this is crazy for me, is like, I actually was a little ticked off when gambling got legal locally on the Kansas side, because every segment on every show locally went to Vegas, odds, spread, score. But what I've discovered, though, is there's a reason why that has always been so popular, because Tom's brought this up before. It's like, what does Vegas know? That's the crazy part about what we're talking about, because the Chiefs still are in the top five of favored teams to win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we all make valid points while we look at other teams. Buffalo could get in. They're hot. They're peaking at the right time. Baltimore hasn't won a meaningful playoff game, blah, blah, blah. The Chiefs have been mediocre the entire year, and they're still in the top five. So every time I poo-poo them in the back of my mind, because it's so prevalent now, I'm like, yeah, but Vegas still hasn't given up on them. I wrote them off 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But the guys that actually do this for fucking money haven't.
So you want to know what the money guys say about the Buffalo-Miami game?
Stay the fuck away from it like they did Bama.
Let's do some guesses.
Okay.
Come on.
We're talking about odds here.
Or the spread.
Spread.
Dolphins by 1.5. They're not even getting the full 3.
Pick them.
Dolphins 1.5.
Bills by 1.
Bills by 2.5.
In Miami. See, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because what do they know? Because Roger's right. They don't lose at home.
They've never lost at home.
But they've got the Bills. Wow.
And if the Bills...
What do they know?
And if the Bills win, then it doesn't matter what happens in any other game. The Chiefs play Miami. At home.
Okay, so now let's get conspiratorial with this. I like the Chiefs in that matchup because Miami plays like shit in the cold.
And on the road.
Yeah.
And against winning teams.
Ah,
It's nuts. Well,
and I think then, that's what Vegas is based on.
Yeah. Well, and then the other, because the other possibility. So Bills win, then the Chiefs are playing Miami. That's it. Doesn't matter what happens anywhere else.
Because the Bills win the division then, right?
Yes.
So Miami becomes a wild card team that has to come here.
Okay. And the Bills are a two seed.
Yeah. We're out of the playoffs 6 weeks ago.
So,
but if they lose, they could be out.
They could be out again.
So if Miami
makes total sense.
If the Dolphins, Titans, and Ravens win, then the Chiefs get the Bills. If Miami, Jags, and Texans win, then the Chiefs get the Texans. If Miami, Jags, and Colts win, then the Chiefs get the Colts. If Miami, Titans, and Steelers win, then the Chiefs get the Steelers. It's fucked up, man.
What?
need a flow chart and a spreadsheet for that one. Yeah. So, yeah. So, it's just
and that's why people
crazy.
Are going to watch.
Yep.
No doubt.
And that's what they want.
That's what they want.
Yep.
That's what they want.
That's why they did all this, is because now Week 17 actually matters.
And here's the other part of it to Roger's
week
point.
17 is always
no, but here's
week
the thing.
16,
but here's
whatever,
the thing. When they added, this other game, though, the fear was every game was going to end up like the Chiefs Chargers, where you're going to have a shit team playing against a team that is good but is resting everyone. Because we're only talking about the good list. That's half the league. Look at the other half. When you look at the names of the quarterbacks that are starting in the other half, it's some terrible fucking football. But you've got enough good ones that no one cares.
You mean you're not excited about
Stidham, Zappe, O'Connell?
O'Connell versus Stidham game?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, that one.
You're not excited about that one?
Oh, we haven't even talked about Russ.
Oh, what's that all about?
Oh,
what is that all about? Boy, Sean Payton is a dick.
Different animal right there.
Sean Payton is a dick.
Well, and
is it extortion or blackmail? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm still surprised we haven't heard anything from the Players Association on this.
We did.
Okay.
They said stop it, or there's going to be advanced sanctions and stuff.
Yeah, because I'm like, so renegotiate or we bench you. No. Well, he won a few more games, and then when he finally loses, okay, you're benched. Look, I'm not a fan of Russ or Peyton or the Broncos, but that's bullshit. And then
the problem is
you
the Broncos,
signed the damn contract.
That's the problem is the Broncos fans are okay with it because they're tired of him.
Right.
But everyone else is like, this is kind of bullshit because he's been winning for you.
What I don't like about it is that you knew this when you did it.
Yes.
You signed him to a ridiculous contract.
Without ever having him play.
Yeah. So you did this.
Easy out, change the scenery.
That's not the point.
But if you looked at him when he was in Seattle and you're going, I don't know.
No,
he needs to change the scenery and then you...
We're on board with that. The problem is, though, is that
the
he
money.
Got here... You didn't have to sign him to a new contract.
You extended him to all that guaranteed money.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trading for him. I had no issue with, but you extended him.
If they would have traded for him, he played like this, it'd be like, you got screwed. You tried, you lost.
Okay, I followed.
You gambled.
Yeah,
it would have been a good.
But you extended him.
A lot
and
of
you
Chiefs
gave
fans
him.
Thought they made a good move, maybe mm-hmm. of getting him. It was like. Maybe they got something, and he started playing like shit, and it was like, well, never mind, you don't.
But all that all that money was guaranteed.
Yeah.
Or most of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but now
but
you're...
But they didn't have to sign
you
didn't, him.
No, you did not. You could have just traded him with existing... He had existing years on his contract. And you can, and that's the part I agree with Tom. I think that's pretty shitty.
Because he showed up day one, and you guys are like, oh, we're going to sign him this huge contract and make a commitment. Well, why'd you do that for? Because you just did that just because. You could have told him, hey, we want to see how you do this first year, and then we'll reevaluate.
And that's the change of scenery part. You need to get out of Seattle. We'll come take you, but we want to watch you. You made a choice.
Well, and that, yeah, and you got to think that, that first year is like, eh.
Well, and this is, and, well, and this is where the league is such a copycat league. Yeah. I like between the Deshaun contract and the Russell Wilson contract, I think you're going to see teams shy away from. They're going to be more creative with how they're paying them without giving up a lot of guaranteed
money.
Well, and I think they're going to start being more selective on quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to start. I mean, if you're going to make a move for a quarterback, okay, now would be the time to like go get a CJ Stroud when they're young or something.
I think that's what you want to do. But I think that's what the model is.
You're not going to wait until they're
32
and then
and stumble into Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
By the way, I heard a theory that I never had thought about before. I'm like, I have to give this one some thought, so I want to throw it past you guys. And I understand that the Broncos are not in a spot where they can draft a quarterback. They're not going to get one of the five or six guys that we talked about in our last podcast. But let's just say they do. Okay. In some way, shape, or form, they figure it out. You're going to pay your next quote-unquote superstar pennies. You can pay Russell Wilson whatever the hell he wants. It's going to work itself out in terms of, yeah, we're paying Russell Wilson a shit ton of money, but we got this brand new quarterback for nothing. So really it kind of evens itself out.
And I think that's where
Do you guys think of that?
Well, I think that's what you're just going to have to eat your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what like Tom's talking about with that. That's kind of bullshit. You may not like it. You signed him to it. And you know, we've kind of talked about this. The NIL comparison Roger brought up. We're like, well, now the teams are pissed that the players have a little bit more leverage, and you're mad about it. Well, you signed Russell Wilson to this contract. You gave him that leverage. Now you're pissed off, and you want to tell him to do this.
Don't be mad when the rabbit's got the gun.
You know, because if they were professional,
but if you get Brock Purdy,
yeah,
you're paying him nothing.
True.
Go ahead and pay your second-string quarterback.
That's what I don't understand. To Tom's point, is like they're benching him because they don't want to pay his $36 mm-hmm. million guaranteed injury.
Right.
You still have to pay him because you guaranteed a lot of money.
Right.
So what are you trying to get out of?
The amount of dead cap they will have still, even if they designate him as a July 1 release, it's ridiculous.
Still a lot of... So, I mean, on one hand, it's like... Russ is kind of like, what are you guys doing? Like, just because you bench me and I don't get hurt doesn't mean you guys don't owe me money.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, and just let me play.
And let's not forget the optics of it, too.
Oh,
I saw a quote, too, where an agent said, Denver's going to have to overpay now for free agents to convince them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Everything about...
I thought about that.
No, that's everything about this because...
The optics are bad.
Yep.
And now, there was another agent who said that he's got a draft pick that the Broncos have approached, and he goes, you're not going to get him. He's not going to sign with you guys if you pick him. Because he doesn't want to deal.
Because you guys are idiots.
Because he doesn't want to deal
with
this.
Well, and worse than idiots, they don't trust you.
Yeah. Because now you're never going to live up to any contract.
Yeah. But if you did that to Russell Wilson, what the fuck will you do to me?
Yeah, what are you going to do
What are you going to do to me, Mr. You know?
Me as a cornerback.
Yeah, rookie corner. What the hell are you going to do to mess up my money?
Yeah.
Let's do picks, before Tom.
Real quick, do you think the Broncos lose a draft pick over this?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think so.
I don't think it'll be a real high one, but.
No, it'll be 6th, 7th, but I think they lose a pick.
Okay. I do, sure.
They have to appease the NLPA.
I think it's a 4th round.
Yeah, I was thinking. I was thinking 4 or 5 is what I was thinking.
I could get it.
I think the NFL comes down a little hard and says you're not going
to
do this.
They got to set an example. Yeah, and look, and I'll the whole argument of with you know, well, Peyton didn't do that contract. Well, no, that contract was in place before Peyton came in, so he should have known.
You knew.
You knew what you were dealing with when he got here.
Yep. So, yeah, you can't pull that bullshit.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Pittsburgh.
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 More to play for.
Pittsburgh.
Baltimore.
Baltimore's resting everybody.
People.
It's going to be an ugly game.
Dalvin though. Cook will probably play.
I don't know if I want to watch it.
Pittsburgh's only favored by 3.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have a lot of faith, but
yeah.
They still favored them.
Yeah.
Okay. Houston Colts. For the playoffs.
Stroud's playing.
Yep.
Houston.
It's in Indy, though, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm going to go Indy.
I'm going to go Colts.
I'm going Houston.
Houston.
Tampa Bay, Carolina.
Carolina.
Chaos reign, Carolina.
Chaos reigns.
Tampa's going to win.
I think Tampa pulls it
out. It's spread.
4.5 Tampa.
Carolina.
Surprised that's it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland, I don't think, has anything they can really gain. They have nothing to gain. Since he is eliminated, who cares?
Could be Cincy.
I'm going to say Cleveland.
Yeah, I just think Cincy. They are favored by 7.
Cleveland. Cincy is or Cleveland? Oh, really? Well,
Cleveland must be benching everybody.
All right, I'll go Cincy.
Cleveland's benching everybody.
Okay, then Cincy.
Minnesota, Detroit.
Let chaos reign, Minnesota.
Well, that, and I don't know Detroit has anything to play for either.
Oh, that's true. I don't think they can improve their...
They can be the 2 seed, but that's it.
They could?
Yeah.
Or 3.
2. Because they're the 3 seed.
Worst is 3.
Worst is 3. Best is 2.
Boy, I think it might depend on what they're looking at in the future of who would they be playing.
It could be, because it would be between the Rams and Green Bay.
They got something to play for.
Say
I'll go to Detroit. I'll go to Detroit.
I'd rather play Green Bay.
I'll go to Detroit. I'll go to Detroit.
We're all flipping back to Detroit is favored by 3.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go to Detroit.
I'm going to go to Detroit. Jets, New England.
Cares.
For the 4th pick in the draft.
Jets.
Jets are accidentally going to win that game.
Yeah. Not on, they'll find a way to win.
The over-under is 30.
I can't take the under. I can honestly say I don't give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
So
take the under. Jets, I see what you did there.
Atlanta Saints.
Atlanta. You know,
unintentional.
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Saints.
Atlanta goes to the playoffs.
Atlanta's favored by 3.
Atlanta.
Saints.
In New Orleans. Oh, that hurts my feelings. That really does hurt my feelings.
Especially because he's probably gonna get fired.
Yeah.
Smith.
Yeah. He should. Jacksonville, Tennessee. Can Jacksonville do it? Can the Prince of Promise
pull it off? Is Prince of Promise playing?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be.
Say that 5 times real fast.
Where's it at?
Prince of Promise playing.
Tinny.
I'm taking the Titans.
After his little bitch fest with the Did you see that Vrabel go off on that reporter? Because losing sucks.
He's not wrong.
No, I was like, I kind of like
that's,
that.
That's why he's a good coach. Yeah. He actually is.
You got to hate to lose.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Well, I'm going to say Jacksonville.
Titans.
I think chaos ensues and Tennessee wins.
That would I would enjoy that.
Yeah. Let's stop for just a second and... Pretty much there's not a fucking game yet that if whatever I picked, the exact opposite happens.
Oh, it would be a total surprise. So,
yeah.
Keep going.
Seattle, Arizona.
Seattle.
Yeah. That's one of the few, I think. It's
actually one I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Even though Cardinals beat the Eagles last year.
Yeah, because why not? They won their Super Bowl, though. Yeah. So.
Okay. Seattle.
They're not going to get Sirianni's bitch ass this time, so.
Yeah, Pete Carroll's too good of a coach to.
Yeah.
Chicago, Green Bay. I think Chicago wins.
I think Chicago wins.
I do too.
I think Chicago wins.
Is this in Green Bay?
Yes.
Hey, Green Bay's going to win.
Okay. I think Chicago wins.
I think Jordan Love's going to get a fourth quarter touchdown and yell in the
if
camera.
If I remember right, there's supposed to be 4 inches of snow.
That might actually favor Justin Fields just running.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm gonna stick with it. I'm going to be the outlier. All
right.
Fair enough.
Chicago. Denver Raiders. Played for the 10th pick in the draft, right?
Raiders. Broncos are...
No, because I don't think Denver has a first-round pick, do they?
I don't know. Probably not.
Didn't they make a trade? Didn't they get one back?
Yeah, they got one back for Bradley.
They got one back for Bradley Chubb when they sent him to Miami.
Who tore his ACL in a game that was over.
Yeah, good job, Mike McDaniel. Super genius.
I do think the Raiders win.
Raiders won.
I think Stidham wins and that they're going to start him next year.
Oh, I'd be fine with that.
I changed my mind. I'm going Denver.
Okay. I want Denver to win just to get some momentum.
Stidham is just going to light it up. Everybody's going to be like, we found our new quarterback.
And the best thing that could happen is Denver wins. They think they find their new quarterback, and Bullcut loses confidence in Pierce and goes to try and make a splash.
Yeah,
with
and they re-sign him. Yeah.
Yep.
Just hire Antonio Pierce.
No, we want him to fail. All right, come on, I gotta go.
Philly Giants.
Philly by a lot.
Philly's gonna break it off.
Yeah.
They're angry. They're angry
birds.
Please
tell me Daniel Jones comes back for the
just for this one game.
Yeah.
Rams, San Francisco.
Rams. San Francisco ain't playing nobody.
Yep.
Yeah.
San Francisco's still favored. By four.
Garoppolo back.
Jimmy G.
It's the Jimmy
the fucking
G.
Fucking Rams, too. Under a normal circumstance, that's where he'd be fucking Jimmy G. Can't bet against Jimmy G. Regular season Jimmy G. Motherfucker, 4 years of that shit. And you were always right.
I was always
cocksucker.
Right.
The Rams are favored by 17. Jimmy G. Can't go against Jimmy G.
You guys are idiots.
Fucking asshole.
Dallas, Washington.
Dallas.
By a lot.
In the game that's going to create chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo, Miami.
Buffalo.
Miami.
Well, I need Buffalo because I've already
We're not going to pick Gabbert versus
Easton.
I'm
like an idiot by saying
are we not going to? Right? We're not going to pick Gabbert versus Easton Stick.
Who gives a fuck?
Like, God, this feels like fucking NCAA basketball tournament.
You know,
like I'm picking the Bills. Oh, they fucking lost in the first round. Well, fuck.
Yeah. There goes my final.
There goes my bracket busted.
Yeah, Chiefs Chargers. Chargers are favored by 3.5, which is not that surprising.
I still think the Chiefs win.
I do too.
In an ugly, unwatchable game.
Yes.
Oh, God.
A game I'm not going to be watching because I'll be moving my son. So.
Excellent.
You playing that well?
There you go.
Yep.
In the snow.
No, they're not supposed to snow until Monday. This will be gone by then. It'll be fine. So.
Okay.
All right. Peace out.
Later.
Hey, later.